Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Another energy story. We talked to Russell Padmore now, BBC business reporter, who joins us from London. Good morning, Russell.
Morning to you, John.
So Royal Dutch Shell has announced its plans to buy the Pennsylvania-based East Resources Incorporated. It's one of the biggest explorers of suppliers of natural gas in the East, and they're developing a natural gas field that stretches from New York to West Virginia. First of all, What's the significance of this acquisition by Royal Dutch Shell?
Well, we're really talking about getting into gas, which is trapped in shale or coal thousands of feet below the surface. Royal Dutch Shell paying $4.7 billion to buy East Resources. It's trying to catch up with its rivals Exxon or BP, which have been buying these so-called unconventional gas reserves. The industry is looking ahead to a future of cleaner burning fuel. Gas, they think, will be at much higher prices. Remember, there is the problem that if you're going to have much more demand for electricity as industry expands, where do you generate that power from? Probably gas-fired power stations. Now, Royal Dutch Shell is buying two key fields of shale oil, as you said, John, a quite significant stretch, 95,000 square miles of gas deposits known as the Marcellus stretch, which effectively is in the northeast. It's around about 4,000 to 8,500 feet below the surface, stretching across five states in the northeast. They're also buying into another prospect called Eagle Ford shale oil deposits in Texas, something like 14,000 feet below the Chalk Formation around Austin, stretching all the way to the coast.
You know, what's interesting here, Russell, I mean, and you've mentioned that the oil companies, and Royal Dutch Shell is one of them, are all betting that natural gas is going to be in increasing demand because of electricity and also a shift from gasoline to natural gas, even in transportation. Certainly a lot of bus fleets do that. But I'm wondering, there's something curious here. Royal Dutch Shell buys this. It's barely a headline. If a Chinese company were to buy this resource or a Saudi Arabian company were to buy this, you'd see American lawmakers up in arms. Why is it okay for Royal Dutch Shell to get this, do you think?
It might be seen from the point of view that Shell already has a significant interest in America. It's seen as a European company which is friendly to the administration in Washington. You refer to China. Unocal was on the chopping block. CNOOC, a Chinese oil company, 5 years ago tried to buy into that. The Bush administration eventually quashed it. However, contrast that with just last year, CNOOC came back and bought some American oil licenses in the Gulf of Mexico from Statoil of Norway. You can see that if Chinese oil companies are prepared to buy much smaller acquisitions in the US, there's no problem. A big company like Unocal, though, no way is that going to happen. Political opposition. It's all about being self-reliant on your own sources of energy.
All right, Russell Padmore, BBC business reporter from London, talking about Royal Dutch Shell announcing its plans to buy the Pennsylvania-based East Resources Incorporated, one of the biggest explorers and suppliers of natural gas in the United States. Thank you, Russell.